From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Authorities now know the identity of the person who bought the SUV that someone rigged with a bomb and left in Times Square over the weekend. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the man is considered a potential suspect.
Two officials familiar with the case tell NPR that the man they are looking for is in his 20s or 30s. He's a naturalized American citizen of Pakistani descent, and he recently returned from a long trip to Pakistan. Officials say he's a person of interest in the case. He's just one of many leads officials are tracking just days after someone tried to ignite a car bomb in Times Square at the height of the dinner hour on Saturday. The man they are seeking is a Connecticut resident and bought the SUV 3 weeks ago from another Connecticut man who apparently advertised the 13-year-old car on Craigslist. The man authorities are seeking paid cash for the car and never filed any of the paperwork necessary to register it. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Tennessee continues to reel from weekend tornadoes and widespread flooding that killed at least 14 people across the state. Daniel Potter of member station WPLN says more than 1,000 people are in shelters, while others are without electricity.
Parts of downtown Nashville are underwater, and workers are sandbagging a levee in a low-lying business park, as well as a water treatment plant. With the city's other drinking water plant out of commission, Nashville Mayor Carl Dean is asking people not to shower or do dishes.
It is vitally important that as the days ahead, the water supply gets tighter, that we do everything we can to stretch that out. We are making contact with other utilities to purchase water. And we are in the position to bring water into the county, but it is important that people conserve.
The State Correction Department has evacuated hundreds of inmates from a prison in West Nashville, and many schools and state buildings remain closed. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Potter in Nashville.
The Pentagon says the U.S. has 5,113 nuclear warheads and several thousand more retired warheads waiting to be dismantled. NPR's Tom Bowman says this is the first time that the government has disclosed this information.
The Obama administration disclosed the size of its atomic stockpile as part of an effort to get other countries to be more forthcoming. The United States has always regarded such details as top secret. The Pentagon said the stockpile of more than 5,000 weapons as of September 2009 represents a 75% reduction since 1989. The State Department released a chart revealing that the U.S. reached its highest level of nuclear warheads in the late 1960s. At that time, it was more than 31,000. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street ended its worst weekly loss since January on worries about downbeat economic news. This is NPR News. British voters elect a new government on Thursday, while the polls suggest there could be a hung parliament. Larry Miller reports from London that the candidates are not yet ready to talk about it while still campaigning.
The Conservatives lead in the polls, but may not have enough support to take control of parliament. They promise an immediate cut in the massive UK budget deficit, which Labour Prime Minister Gordon Brown warns is dangerous.
I'm fighting for the future of jobs.
The Liberals' Nick Clegg accuses the Conservative leader of taking an election victory for granted.
David Cameron, with breathtaking arrogance, is already measuring up the curtains for number 10 before you have even voted.
But Cameron rejects the charge.
People do want to know, if you win on Thursday, what would change on Friday?
If none of the parties gets enough votes to win outright, the wheeling and dealing that would lead to a coalition government would begin on Friday. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Hollywood and the British entertainment world are remembering film and stage actress Lynn Redgrave, who died Monday of breast cancer. She was 67. Redgrave received a number of Tony nominations. She was nominated for an Oscar for her title role in the 1960s Hollywood film Georgie Girl. Redgrave was part of a British acting dynasty that included her parents and siblings. Her publicist says Redgrave died in her sleep. Asian stocks are trading higher following gains on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials rose 143 points, its biggest gain in nearly 2 months. The Nasdaq Composite Index added 37 points, and the S&P 500 ended the day 15 points higher. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.